Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Miss Maya. I'm excited about our conversation today, which is culture and cultural variables that influence our service delivery. We understand that our science, ABA, Applied Behavior Analysis, is built off of Skinner's theory of selection by consequences and so forth. And as we look a little bit further into some of the ideology that Skinner had, Skinner actually had some ideas about how culture should be looked at as a third level to our understanding. One of the things that Skinner often talked about is both how we learn from either phylogenic or ontogenic levels of understanding, whether that is innate to the species or through learning. Well, when he looked at culture as a third phenomenon, he recognized that culture can be understood through the description of actual practices of different cultures, almost understood, most frequently understood through social sciences. However, looking at it from a behavioral perspective, we can understand that culture is really built up of societal norms and societal practices as people come together. We also understand that that may vary from group to group. So when we begin to think about actual cultural variables that may impact treatment, we could consider things like the type of foods that we eat, how we socialize, our language, the tone of our language, how we parent, our religion or the lack thereof, gestures, the clothes that we wear, are all different variables that sometimes may be excluded from the ideology of ABA when we're looking at specific behaviors that may or may not be socially significant to the learner that we are engaged with. My challenge for us today is to think about, how do these different variables influence what is important to us and what is not? So as we consider the variables that might actually impact what we actually select as treatment goals, we have to understand that that might change from person to person. So consider the fact of religion. What my religious persuasion is, how I practice, may determine, in essence, what it is that I even think about a diagnosis like autism, what I think about the stakeholders that are involved in my life, whether that be extended family, what relevance they would have, how I interact with elders versus same age peers, whether I would dissent for something that I did not agree with. Last week, when we talked about individualism versus collectivism, we see, as we even delve more into that, how all of the different components may really impact and even tease those concepts out a little bit more. The way in which we trust and value the information that we're receiving may vary based upon how our cultural context is understood. So as we had mentioned, things like food, it is not just the diet itself, but the way that we experience food, whether food is shared among a group, whether it is identified how we eat, whether we eat with our hands, and that is a shared experience. Whether we eat in a communal situation, like a lot of cultures eat off of one plate, and it's a shared collective. Whether the men eat in one group versus the women in another group and the children. Whether it's an individual experience, whether there are types of foods that are forbidden, all of that has to come to the forefront when we're thinking about what is socially significant for our learners. So hopefully today, those are just some of the concepts that you can consider. And I challenge you to send me a note, engage in the conversation to see how different variables can actually impact the therapeutic experience that we have in ABA, and also impact how we engage with people from various cultures. So thank you so much for sharing this time. It's just a quick thought. I appreciate your time. I would love to hear your ideas and how you are including cultural variables in your thought process and treatment planning. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I look forward to our time together next week.